Okay. Now, the workflow, the actual activities to build the business, that's what we're talking about. This is how you build the business. This is how. This is the how. This is what to do and how to do it correctly. The key to this workflow, the number one most important thing, is you don't have to know every little nuance and exactly how to do it perfectly before you get started. Just get started. It is a process. When I go through this workflow, or if Chris McGarahan goes through the workflow, or if Blaine, or if Ted or Tom, or many of the Platinums go through this workflow, we probably do it much more technically accurate than you will. But we didn't start that way. If you look at all those people that I clicked through on the PowerPoint Friday night, person after person after person after person after person, all who are making $5 million or more per year in residual income from various network marketing companies, Monavi, Amway, Mary Kay, Shackley, blah, 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 blah. Many of these people, when they started just like you. They didn't know anything. They did things wrong. They did things incorrectly. They made mistakes. They weren't fluid. They didn't have high levels of belief when they started, but they got started. They got started slowly. They got started at a level that made them comfortable. Very, 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 very few people jumped in with both feet, 100%, and started putting 20 hours a week in right from the moment they joined. That doesn't happen. People start slowly. When they go, yeah, I'll join, they're still checking it out. They don't know what to do. You don't know what to do. You're still learning. Don't be overwhelmed with this. Start with where you're at. Go one step at a time. 1 year from now, you will be speaking fluent French, but not today. Je m'appelle Kevin. You can't, bravo. Merci. You aren't going to speak fluent French today. This is day one of French lessons. But tomorrow, start speaking a little. Make a mistake with the word and start speaking a little. Same thing, you're starting a new business. You're starting a new enterprise. You don't know everything. You don't need to know everything to start. A brand new person doesn't need to know everything to start and shouldn't be told everything when they start. All you need to know is what is your next step. Take it one step at a time. So go slow with this. The most important thing about this workflow is your attitude. And that basically stems from the six core beliefs that we covered on Friday night. The six core beliefs. You can't be on a scale of 1 to 10, you can't be a 10 on each of those core beliefs today. It's going to take time. It's okay if you're a 3, a 4, or a 5 right now. If you plug into the system and listen to audios on a regular basis, read books on a regular basis, and to you, a regular basis may be listening to an audio maybe 1 hour a week. That's what you're comfortable with in terms of making a commitment, and that's okay. Maybe it's reading one paragraph a month in a book. That's okay. Start there. But as you listen to audios and as you read books and as you go to more functions, as you go through the training that's available, your level of belief will slowly improve. As you do this, as you hand out a success secrets they don't want you to know about CD to somebody, and actually have somebody call you back and go, this is great, can I get that Your Wish series? If that happened, what would happen to your level of belief? It goes up. As you do this, your level of belief goes up. If you actually get someone to sign up and join as an affiliate, your level of belief goes up a little bit. If you actually get somebody to come to a meeting with you, your level of belief goes up a little bit. If you actually get somebody to go to a major function, and you're sitting there in the room, and you go, I got one person here. Your level of belief is going to go up a little bit. If you actually get someone that you signed up